Junto was the first living service member from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to receive the Medal of Honor. In his new book, Living with Honor, he describes the firefight that changed his life. It took place in the northeast corner of Afghanistan. On October 25th, 2007, he and his platoon were walking back from an assignment. They were ambushed by insurgents. During the firefight, he ran after the enemy to retrieve a wounded comrade, Josh Brennan.
The whole time we had Apache helicopters right above us, but they couldn't engage the enemy because we're too close. It'd shoot us as well. But once the enemy started to retreat, they created that space between us and them, and the helicopters just mopped them up. And we were able to clean up our guys. Sergeant Brennan went on, and three other guys went on that were pretty badly wounded, too wounded to walk or fight anymore. We divvied up our ammo, our body armor, and new guns, and walked back. 2 hours back to base. I mean, that was ultimately, it sounds like something that's special, but it's combat. That's war. That's what's expected of us. On October 26th, no one gave us, you know, the day off. We worked again. That's what happens at war. That is combat.
You're saying it's nothing special, and yet, you know, you look through this citation that was written. It said, Specialist Junta's unwavering courage, selflessness, and decisive leadership while under extreme enemy fire were integral to his platoon's ability to defeat an enemy ambush and recover a fellow American soldier from the enemy.
But that's all in the nature of the job. That's what we expect every man and woman that puts on the uniform of our country and says they're going to defend our freedom. That's what we expect for them to do, whatever it takes to do the right thing to get the mission complete.
I understand that when they started to float your name sort of up the ranks for the Medal of Honor, it was something that you necessarily didn't want.
Yeah, I don't see how you could want the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor is a huge honor, and it's the highest medal the military can bestow. But what it takes to get and what it actually represents and all the people that are involved in it, it seems selfish that it's only made to go around one neck. It's the only award that's made to wear around your neck.
Well, you describe when you're standing there next to President Obama, you're thinking about your two comrades that you lost.
Yeah, I had my family was in the first two rows, and then in the rows behind them was Sergeant Brennan's family, Specialist Mendoza's family. And at a time like that, standing on stage and really receiving congratulations from your country and with the guys that I serve with in the audience, really validating our service from all the top brass in the military to public officials to the President of the United States. It was validating it, but in the room you could feel the loss. Not everyone was there. I've lost 26 of my buddies in the country of Afghanistan to that night, and their families were there. And there's no words that I think you can say to say, hey, obviously, I'm here because of them. We all worked as a team. It's about the person to the left and to the right of you. No one did anything selfishly, and that is proof right here in that audience that day with the families there because the men couldn't make it.
Since that White House ceremony in 2010, you've written a book. It came out in December. You've been traveling the country. What would you say are the points that you want people to remember as you're talking to them about your experiences?
You know, for me, I never in my wildest dreams would imagine that I would have a book with my name on it. But it was important to put the book out there because it talks about what makes a soldier. And from California to Texas to Colorado, people from all over. But what their selflessness is apparent because of what they chose to do as a profession. But it's not uncommon. We still have people today, 18 years old, who do not remember September 11, 2001. They've seen it on YouTube or heard stories, but their memory can't recall that day. And they still stand there in recruiting offices around the country and raise their hand and volunteer to serve the country of the United States of America. And I couldn't be prouder to be an American citizen.
Sal Junta lives in Fort Collins and wrote the recently released book, Living with Honor. He received the nation's top military award, the Medal of Honor, for his service in Afghanistan. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.